Coach, could you talk, about how your running game now versus roughly about this time last year? You had the injuries, and you know your play selection is almost reversed. Far more running plays than passing plays this year, where last year you were kind of pass happy at this point.
We've had some production out of our running game. We've been ahead here, especially last week against the Jets, and got a lot of, running plays called in the fourth quarter. And same thing with the last drive there, in the fourth quarter of the Buffalo game. So, that gives you a few more carries. But, our running game's been more productive this year. And, we've had good production out of our line and our backs and, receivers blocking and that kind of thing. It's been a team effort, but I think we definitely improved it.
Are you a proponent of the rotating running back system, and how difficult is that to prepare for?
I think that, each back has his own style, and so you certainly have to be aware of, who's in there. And, it's tough with Denver. They've got a good back. Seems like they always have them. They have a great running game, well coached, so it's definitely tough to stop.
We look back on last year's playoff loss here. What was the biggest factor for you guys?
Denver played better than we did, coached better than we did, played better.
Is there a little extra motivation this week because of that? I mean, you haven't lost many games in the playoffs.
Well, look, every game's an important game, and Denver's a good football team, and, we just got to do our best to have a good week of preparation, and it'll be ready to put our best effort out there Sunday night. But we know they're good. They're good in every phase of the game. They're well coached. They always do a good job. They don't have very many penalties. Don't beat themselves. We got to play a good game. We got to, like I said, play and coach better than we did last year if we want to have a chance to win it.
Bill, you got a couple new wideouts in your system. What would you say is the state of your passing game at the moment and the familiarity between your quarterback and your wide receivers?
Well, I think like anything else at this point in the season, I think every part of our game, every part of our team is, improving. We started the season, we played a couple games, and we've been on the field more times, and, we got, a lot of games ahead of us here, and so I'd like to think that with those meetings and practice time and game experiences that we'll improve and continue to improve, and that's what we need to do. We're certainly not where we need to be or where we want to be in any phase of the game. And every aspect of it can get better, and that's what we're working on.
The Denver's two-back system, by any chance, did that influence your decision to go to, rotating committee and the running back this year?
No, the decisions of what we do is what we feel like is best for our football team, and that's really all it's about.
Did you think Maroney would contribute this quickly?
I don't really put a time frame on new players in our system, when they'll be ready, when things will happen for them. It's different for each guy. We thought that he had talent and thought that he would fit in our system. I think that's pretty evident from where we drafted him. But what the time frame is and how all that comes together and all, I've learned from experience, is a little hard to predict. So you just keep working and, if there's a mistake, you correct it, and if something's done well, then you reinforce it, I don't put a time frame on it or a schedule, just take it day by day, try to get better from one practice to the next.
Were you pleased when you could put him in the lineup that quickly then?
I'm happy when any player can contribute to our football team.
Coach, a lot of criticism of Jake Plummer out here. What do you see on film from him? Why is he making so many mistakes in the first couple games this year?
I've watched Jake play a lot, all the games last season, this year. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He made some big plays at the end of the Kansas City game to get him in position to kick the winning field goal. I know he threw whatever it was, almost 300 passes last year without an interception. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's a good player. You guys were writing the same thing about him last year after the Miami game. So I wouldn't overreact to one play or one pass or one game. The 13-3. Playing further in the playoffs than we were, both of them. They got a lot of good players out there, and they got a good coach, so I'm sure they'll be fine.
When you say both good players, you mean both quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Do you prepare for Cutler at all?
Of course. I prepare for every player who's on the active roster.
Coach, you've been through this question before about sustaining success in the free agent period. You and Denver have probably done it as well as any team since the free agency. What is the key to that, to staying on top despite all the roster turnover you have to make?
Well, I just think each year is its own new year. You try to put the best team together you can in the off season, and then when you get to training camp, you know, you work those players together and through the course of the year make whatever decisions you need to make, you know, to get the best and most competitive football team on the field that you can. I mean, I don't think there's any magic wand or, you know, anything you could just, you know, even necessarily a rule of thumb. I think you've got to evaluate each situation on its own merits, do what you think's best for the football team. You know, I mean, in the end, you know, the key to winning games is players making plays in pressure situations. I mean, that's what it's always been about, and that's what it'll always be about, regardless of, you know, whether the guy's been with you for a year or 15 years. You know, it's going to come down to the players that make the plays in a critical situation.
What new elements does Javon Walker bring to this Broncos offense?
I think he does everything well. He's big, he's fast, he's quick, he's got good hands, he can run after the catch. He can threaten the deep part of the field. He's good to intermediate routes. I mean, those two receivers are outstanding.
Is that a difference from Lee, what Walker brings?
Walker and Lee?
Yes, sir.
Is that the question?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the whole question. Could you give it to me again, please?
Is there a lot of difference between Walker and Lee?
I think Walker has, you know, more variety of routes, better at intermediate routes, just you know, an all around. Well, I think he's one of the best receivers in the league.
So as somebody who's prepared for several coaches, you know, in his career, I mean, when you come out and against the script that Mike Shanahan runs at the beginning of games, how does that rate from other coaches that you've gone against?
Well, I think everybody knows how I feel about Shanahan. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. I've thought that for a long time. He does a great job of preparing his team, giving the defense difficult looks, managing the game, you know, making adjustments in the game when he sees what the other team's doing. I mean, I think he's a great football coach. He's had tremendous success, and rightfully so, because he does as good a job as anybody. I have as much respect for Mike Shanahan as any coach I've coached against, any coach in the National Football League. I think he does an outstanding job.
Do they keep you
for a long time?
Do they keep you more off balance out of the gate than most teams? I mean, in terms of right out of the gate in the first quarter, they've been one of the better teams scoring in the first quarter historically.
Absolutely. I think he does a great job of starting the game fast with things that, you know, are going to give the defense problems, and you know, being able to get you on the run, gain the upper hand early, and, you know, and then maintain it through the course of the game. I mean, and they execute very well. You know, they come out and give you some, you know, a new formation or a new look or something like that, but they're still able to get very good execution on the plays that they're running and, you know, on a very consistent basis. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're well coached. They got good players. They're deep. They're very consistent. You know, they're a good football team. They're a very good offensive football team. They're a good football team in all three phases of the game, and they're well coached.
Bill, how do you like your group this year compared to the groups that you've brought into the last several seasons?
Well, I think our football team is, you know, we're 2-0. We're happy to be there, but, you know, we got a lot of games in front of us, and we need to improve and play and coach better than we have in the early part of the season. So that's what we're working hard to do. We'll, you know, see where things are, you know, later on when, you know, all the returns are in, but right now we're just trying to get better on a day-to-day basis and be a better football team today than we were yesterday and be a better team this week than we were last week.
One of the stories out there has been that you've been using the 4-3 defense more this year. Is that just because you want to give more looks to the opposing offense, or personnel-wise you think you fit better that way?
Well, whatever defense we use or offense we use, it's because that's what we feel like gives us the best chance to win and win that game. So, you know, whenever we've used it, it's because we felt like it was the best thing for us to do. We did it more last week. You know, whether we do it this week or don't do it or do something else, whatever we do, it'll be because we feel like that gives us the best matchup and the best chance to win.
Bill, did you address the Deion Branch trade with your team at all, or did you just go on?
Yeah, that's been a couple weeks ago. We're past it.
Well, it seems like some of the players may not be.
I have to ask them about that.
So you didn't think it was something you had to deal with in the locker room or anything like that?
Right now we're dealing with Denver, and believe me, that's plenty for us. That's plenty. They're a good football team. It's going to take our best game of the year. It's going to take our best effort on Sunday. That's where all our attention is right now. That's all. The only thing that's on my mind right now is the Denver Broncos. It's a big challenge for us. That's what we're working on. That's what we're focused on.
Did you think in camp at any time that Deion would be back playing for you?
Right now I'm thinking about Denver.
Hey Coach, what's your philosophy on icing kickers?
On icing them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that it's a strategy that sometimes teams use it, sometimes they don't. You know, I guess if you think that giving an kicker a little bit extra time might in somehow play to your advantage, you do it. If you don't, then, you know, I mean, I think there's an argument to go both ways. And I think that as a coach, I would always, you know, keep an open mind as to making the decision that I felt was the best one at that particular time in that situation. So, you know, gives you a chance to get your block ready. In addition to, you know, if that's the play of the game, if that's the final play, you know, sometimes it's not even as much about icing the kicker as it is, you know, making sure that you've got your absolute best rush ready to go in that situation. If there's any kind of adjustment you want to make for, you know, the length of the kick or the hash mark that it's on, or, you know, whatever it is, and that can be part of it too.